Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Do you know what Old Moore's Almanac is? No, it's not a bit of my body. What? It's fallen off. It is a hundreds-year-old book that is released every year, and it predicts the future. And the idea is that you have a read of it and see, you know, pick things out of it and see what you think is going to apply to 2021.
They predicted a lot of stuff for 2020 that actually came true. They predicted the virus.
The virus, yeah.
They predicted a load of people would be, more people would be working from home, that Trump wouldn't get re-elected. And we've got to find out what's in store for 2021. Well, Elaine Kavanagh is editor of Old Moore's Almanac. Hello, Elaine.
Hi guys, how are you?
We're very well. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you too.
So we gave a brief description there. Did we kind of get it right? Because it's been around since the 1700s, Old Moore's Almanac.
Exactly. It's been around for about 260 years nearly now. So and it's been making predictions ever since the beginning. So.
It's the kind of thing that I would have seen in my grandparents' house. You know, they would have had a copy of it.
Yeah. It's a small book. It's like, it's an A5 size book being cover. And lots of people know it from, you know, their grandparents had it, or their parents always had it growing up, and so people kind of grow up with it, having it around the house, and they have great affection for it and stuff, you know.
I suppose, you know, in years gone by, there would have been more of traditions of, you know, people who would be considered seers, or maybe psychics, as they would be called these days. But I know that the source of the psychic knowledge within Old Moore's Almanac is kept quite secret. Is that still the case?
Closely guarded secret. It is still the case, yeah. It's a closely guarded secret. But our psychic did agree to give us an interview this year. So we have an interview with him in the 2021 magazine. So if people are curious about how he makes his predictions or anything like that, they can find out more there.
Right, well, let's talk about then, as Dermot kind of listed through some of the stuff that Old Moore's Almanac has gotten right. Obviously, Old Moore's Almanac is a book. It predicts lots of things. Some things right, some things wrong.
Actually, can we just point to the glaring one? And that is that for the last few years, he has predicted that Mayo would win the Sam Maguire. And that ain't happened yet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think that's maybe wishful thinking.
I think we might know his county.
No clues there as to what part of Ireland he's from. So.
Well, let's talk about 2021 then. So what are the big kind of takeaways, do you think, from 2021 and what Old Moore's Almanac is saying?
And maybe we'll start in Ireland and work out to the rest of the world.
Start in Ireland, sure. Yeah, so the big takeaway, well, the big one that I think a lot of people want to know is when we're going to get back to normal. So he's telling us by late summer we're going to get back to normal.
Late summer, okay.
That we'll, you know, we'll be over this post-Christmas surge and things will slowly return to normal, and that by late summer we'll be over the worst, and that we'll all be going around hugging each other and travelling to foreign shores and listening to live music again, and everything will be back to normal.
Sounds good.
So that sounds great. It's certainly all to look forward to.
Is there something predicted in terms of Irish scientists?
Yes, he has predicted that Irish scientists are going to make international news with a COVID breakthrough. He hasn't given us anything else on that. He just says they're going to be in the news for that. And then he's also predicted that there's light at the end of the tunnel for these unfortunate long COVID sufferers, that there's going to be new discoveries there. So that's good news.
Take us into the world of Irish celebrities. There's always something interesting in that line of thinking.
Well, he told us that the country's going to be divided now, when we're going to have a celebrity going to be caught breaking lockdown, and it's going to split the country in two. So we could be talking, you know, Saipan level.
Saipan levels of splitting the country.
Yeah, so you could expect that.
If I want to drive to Lahinch to play a round of golf, that's my business.
No, they said celebrity. You're fine. Yeah. You can head off there wherever you want.
Good point. What about politics, Elaine?
Politics, well, he's telling us Micheál Martin faces a leadership challenge this year, and he's also telling us that Sinn Féin are going to face tough questions, which I suppose that happens every year.
I was just going to say, they may not be two very very unusual predictions to make, let's be honest.
What about the weather caught my eye, which is quite promising, because obviously we had an amazing spring in 2020, people may have forgotten about that, but all around basically sort of...
Lockdown 1.0 was like leaving cert weather the whole time.
It was class. So are we in for something similar?
So we're in for something similar this year. In fact, he's telling us that there's drought likely in May or June because the country will be sizzling. So, yeah, I mean, plenty of people will be happy about it. The farmers won't be, I suppose.
More brown grass.
And then he's also telling us that we're all going to be getting stuff delivered by drones this year and that an Irish bank is going to be caught up in an international fraud of some kind. So there you go. That's most of it, Irish
ones. Okay, well then what about internationally
then? Resting in my account.
Internationally then, what are the biggest things that he's seen from an international point of view?
So internationally, he's telling us that this might not be easy to believe now, but he's telling us that Trump is going to become less relevant, that he's going to spend the next few years desperately trying to avoid prison, and that Melania is going to make a break for freedom soon. So he's also telling us we'd have wedding bells for Taylor Swift and Paris Hilton.
Not together, but
not
individually.
Together, no, separately. Although, you never know.
You never know.
And that Lily Allen and Khloe Kardashian will announce pregnancies this year.
I love the progression of this, because imagine in 1764 when Ulmer's Almanac was begun, it would be things like, you know, the drought potentially for the coming summer, how the crops might do, and then perhaps something about the church. And now it's Khloe Kardashian's going to have a baby.
And in fact, it was a lot of politics. Like the old magazines now, they're in the National Library in Ireland, and you know, you can go in and have a look at them, and they are quite fascinating, like the old predictions. And it was a lot of politics, a lot to do with, like, you know, England and how oppressed the Irish people were and stuff like that, you know. But yeah, it's now progressed to Khloe Kardashian has a baby.
Well, maybe they were doing it, you know, back in the Victorian times or whatever. Charles Dickens could be doing something new this year.
It'd be nice to think he was. Yeah.
What about international politics then? Is there anything particular there that...
So international politics, well, he's telling us that there's going to be protests and violence on the streets in Britain with the impact of Brexit. What else have we got in politics? That the Chinese president is going to face trouble from within.
Okay.
And he's also telling us that there'll be fresh attempts to reach peace in Syria.
That would be good.
What about Scotland?
He has mentioned the Scottish elections, that Nicola Sturgeon, that she's going to seek a referendum on Scottish independence, but it won't happen this year. But he says it is going to happen in the next few years, but that her plans this year are going to hit a stumbling block of some kind.
There's another one that I saw, airships making a comeback.
Has he got shares in an airship company? What's going on here?
He's also telling us that augmented reality and virtual reality will be huge this year. We'll see about that, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that travel is going to get easier, that we're going to have earbuds that will translate foreign languages instantly for us.
That's cool.
Yeah, so...
there's lots of very interesting there. I look forward to speaking several foreign languages while flying on the Hindenburg over to a war-torn Britain.
Which you will be able to do this year because we have foreign travel back. You know?
It's all going to happen, Elaine. It's
absolutely
going to happen.
Look, we'll keep an eye on it. Has he predicted anything about Irish sport? Or has, obviously, there's not much of it happening.
But as you mentioned, he's predicted that Mayo are going to win.
Of course he has.
Yeah.
Again. God loves a try.
A lot of people are texting in the lane going, Dave, ask about the Premier League champions. Someone told me they're predicting Villa for the league. Pfft, United all the way, says Kevin the Van. Has he done that?
I'm actually not sure now. I don't have
Well, have a look and see and text us back if...
I have it. So the Aston Villa, he's predicted Aston Villa to win the Premier League. Yeah, and Liverpool to win the FA Cup final.
No mention of Man United.
I noticed there's no trophies coming our way.
He's obviously not a United fan.
No, he's very obviously a Villa and a Mayo fan. Elaine Kavanagh, editor of Ulmer's Almanac, thanks so much for that, and we look forward to coming true in 2021.
Thanks very much for having me on. Okay?
Cheers.
Thank you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.